I will call the meeting officially to order at 5:34 p.m. And is there any public comment in San Bernardino?
Nope.
Any public comment in El Centro?
Nope, none at all.
Then maybe we already did our public comment, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to move on to the agenda action items. I just need an approval of, I skipped the approval of today's board agenda. I went right into public comment. I was a speedy there. So if I could have an approval for today's board agenda.
Move to approve.
Carla, I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second Dixie.
Dixie, I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Going for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion passes with 3 roll call votes. Thank you. All right, now I'm going to the agenda action items. Do I have an approval of the June 28, 2022 minutes?
I move to approve, Dixie.
Dixie, do I have a second?
I wasn't there, so.
I will second.
Lily, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going for the roll call vote again. Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Carla?
Well, I wasn't there, so really can't vote on it.
So I will say 2 approve and then 1 abstention, but I still believe it passes. So motion carries. Next on the agenda is approval of our virtual meeting. So that will take us through August, I think, just in time. I feel like we were thinking that things were going to slow down. And I don't know about you, but San Diego County's back in red with numbers just increasing. So I feel like it's starting to happen again a little bit. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
San Bernardino's holding tight, but.
Oh, wow.
We're getting there.
No, San Diego. As a matter of fact, San Diego Unified School District, one of our biggest school districts, implemented masks again.
They're mandatory. Oh my gosh.
We're not there yet. So let's not talk about that. Let's move on to the next item, please. The next meeting we'll deal with whatever it is when it is. Okay.
Knock on wood. So do I have an approval to continue virtual meetings?
I move to approve. I can second.
I think it was Carla, right?
She can first and Dixie will second.
Okay. I'll swap. So I have a first, I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'm going for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. The next on the agenda is the approval of the National School Lunch Food Vendor Contract. Board members, nothing has changed in it. We just bring it to you every year. They've kept their prices pretty standard, the same as the previous year. As you're aware, we have to serve food to our children. Ballington Academy at this point does not want to take on the responsibility of actually cooking the meals. So we have, as we have historically done, we've contracted out limited resources in El Centro. So we again just went with the school district this year. So I'm just making a recommendation to approve the food vendor contract for El Centro this year. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve, Dixie.
Dixie, I have a first. Is there a second?
Second, Carla.
Carla, hearing any discussion?
Would we change the vendor at some point? Like, I don't know of any other vendors. Like, do you ever go out to bid?
Right.
Like, I know that you at the college are.
We do go out to bid. I think we just actually went out to bid not last year, but the year before. And we also have gone out to bid prior. We have had no success, honestly. It has just been one. We thought we had a small lead at one point. The person and I were I think it was Sodexo or something. And then they just pulled out at kind of like just as we were getting close. So, and then the vendor in San Bernardino also at one point offered to try it. They said they don't do El Centro, but they're willing to try it out. And it was just like, I'm not letting go of a sure thing for you to try it out right now. So no. And then I was worried about, you know, the damage to the political damage to the school district if we pulled out, and then that just fell apart, and then we would have had to go back. So limited resources, unfortunately.
Well, at least they're decent. Like, how do you guys feel about it? My kids have had it for
they know what they're doing. And then again, with the idea of the communication and the government requirements, et cetera, et cetera. So they're on, you know.
Yeah.
If we're going with an outside vendor that hasn't dealt with the school system, you know, or I mean, it's a whole learning curve for them. So they know what they're doing. We have a rapport and a relationship, it's smooth sailing, we never have a problem with delivery or anything like that. So
I know in our last audit, they were right there. They came, they provided the documentation. They were willing to sit with our auditor and, go through the process. So they're costly and they do charge us a transportation fee. And I know Mr. Anderson and I have talked about this, but it's just like, we're not taking it on ourselves kind of
thing. Yeah, no, for sure.
Who is paying for this?
So we get a reimbursement. Mm-hmm. National School Lunch Program reimburse up to a certain amount. And then the additional funds come out of the general Ballington budget, the general operating fund.
So the parents don't pay anything at all?
No.
Some parents pay.
As a matter of fact, going into this year, prior years, it depended on their income. So parents who qualified for paid, we just charged them whatever, the school district charged. We didn't charge any.
Upcharge or anything,
No, it was just the flat. But going into this year, now all in California, there's a universal meals program. So all children will eat at no cost.
Are they going to do that next year, though, still, Miss Doreen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep. I heard Southwest is only doing it this year. Next year, they're not doing it.
Yeah.
So we'll see, though. But yeah, cool.
Yeah, so definitely. Even
take it while we can get it, I guess, because I've never qualified for the free lunches anyway. So we used to pay and it was like $3. So like you say, depends on the meal, whether it was $3 or they made money, I guess. But
I agree.
Always need money, so
I got a break last year too.
So I'll take it. That's cool. Okay. Sorry, I just kind of had a close.
That's okay. Questions. No problem. Any other questions? Okay. If not, then do I have a motion? Because I know we have a first, we have a second, we had discussion. Any other, if there are no other comments or questions, if I could have a motion to approve the school vendor contract.
Move to approve, Dixie.
Carla, I think you seconded, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to call for the vote. Do I have, okay. Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. I lost track of where we were in the whole process.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fist. No, it was good. I just was like, oh, we already had the motions. We can vote.
Yeah, just vote.
Sorry, guys. Oh my goodness. The next on the agenda is approval of the Williams Act complaint form. We had shared that at our San Bernardino site, we were going to get, we were going to have an audit. It's a Williams Act audit, which is a very intense process. And I can let Shannon give you a little bit of update on that. There are lots and lots of requirements, I feel like it's more of an administrative walkthrough with lots of forms you have to complete and lots of things that you have to demonstrate. And this is just part of them. We, Ballington board members, you've approved our, what we call the uniform complaint procedure back in 2021. Under the Williams Act now though, we need a companion to that complaint form. And that is if anyone has a specific concern around any Williams Act violation, which is essentially making sure the school is in, you know, has appropriate number of textbooks, materials, teacher qualifications, and then also how your overall school building looks like, and making sure that's in good repair. I simplified this probably not even at the 10,000 foot level. I'm probably out at the 100,000 foot level, but ultimately they're requiring us to also have a Williams complaint form as a companion to our uniform complaint procedure. Shannon, do you want to just kind of, maybe now's a good time just to share about kind of how you had to do a plan and mini calls and webinars?
It was a little bit of time. So board members, if you recall, we were identified for this monitoring and auditing process due to section number 2, the teacher misassignment piece, because if any given school, not just us, any given school has more than 15% of their teachers not have a preliminary or clear credential, they're identified for Williams monitoring. And because we only had 8 teachers, we had 2 on an intern credential, which is completely legal, but that was over 15%. So we were identified. The first 3 weeks after school got out for summer, I worked with the San Bernardino County Superintendent's Office to fill out all the forms on their portal. They created a portal for Williams monitoring. And I just shared information like our curriculum, really specific, the number of items we have for each component of the curriculum, teacher backgrounds, all kinds of things. And then this is one of the things we have to, and then separate from the paperwork I had to do, we had a visit from the San Bernardino City Unified District for facilities, because they are supporting us for the county visit. And he left a checklist of things to do. And since then he's emailed a few updates to the checklist. And this particular complaint form is part of that checklist. When the Williams monitoring team comes to visit us in early September, they will be checking each classroom to make sure a copy of the uniform complaint policy is posted, as well as this Williams complaint form. And the Williams complaint form, like Doreen said, is specific to instructional materials, teacher qualifications, and the condition of the facility, the building. So we are kind of in the wrap-up part of getting ready for that visit. I'm working with our safety and maintenance officer to get the building ready. And then once the teachers come back, they will have to have the first quarter's worth of work, whether it's printouts or books or materials, whatever it is, they're going to have the whole first quarter ready to show them. And then there's a whole other component on digital access that could take all night, so I won't bore you with that. But that's why we have this form, and it does need to be board approved before we can post it in the classrooms.
And this is a standard form.
Yes.
We did not create it. We basically took it from the Department of Education and added our information onto it. As always, the CDE always has a template, so that was fortunate in this case.
You sure have a lot of forms to fill out all the time.
I know. And Carla, you're an auditor. So coming from you saying that, that's like serious, right?
Yep.
Do any of the board members have any specific questions either about this form or the whole monitoring process?
No.
With that, do I have a motion to approve the Williams Act complaint form?
Yeah, I move to approve the form.
Okay.
Second, Dixie,
I have a first and I have a second. Any additional discussion?
No. Hearing
none, I'm going to call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
And Ms. Lilly?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. And board members, we're at the end of our agenda. I promised you short. So hopefully this was short enough. Any board closing comments?
So when do the school open?
August 22nd.
Both places?
Yes.
Yes. Teachers back on the 12th or 15th, Shannon? When is
the 12th.
It? 12th. 12th, yeah. And that's a Friday.
Be there, already there. Don't you feel
we're
like
already there?
Yep, working on my agenda today.
So what are you going to do in those 10 days before school open?
A lot of things, you know. I'm working on, we're going to be doing a book read throughout the year on professional learning communities called Starting a Movement through Solution Tree. And then they also have these, there's actually a workshop on that topic taking place towards the end of September that I want to bring a team to. And then I've been speaking with the man that worked with us last year from Solution Tree to come in for a day, because part of what we did throughout the year last year where we identified essential standards and, you know, in ELA. And then this year we're going to work on the math standards. So hopefully he can fit it into his schedule. I'm still working on that, where he'll come out for a day and work with us to do the math standards and get us going and look at our ELA standards, and then come out again that full day we had in February. And then I'll be doing, an activity with, starting a movement, some reflection and looking at clarifying commitment and things of that nature. And then there'll be room cleaning and, you know, setting up. So, you know, my piece will be brief. You know, I want to, Friday, they'll come in and do the rooms. We'll have a nice just go over calendar and things like that. And, you know, just a get together and then let them work. Monday is my day, a half day to work with my thing in the rooms. Hopefully Gerald will be able to come out on Wednesday or Tuesday. And then, you know, a lot of it is just going to be getting the rooms ready and dealing with that. So that's my plan right now.
Much like Mr. Anderson, we are focusing on math this year. We did purchase a new math curriculum, which is STEAM and project-based learning based. And so they'll be coming out during that report week to do the training on that. We also have some teachers that are going at the end of next week, I think it is, about half the staff volunteered on their own time to do a restorative justice training, which is a different kind of approach to classroom management and discipline. And so they're going to do kind of a teach the teacher thing during that report week. And we also have quite a bit of safety issues planned. We have an active shooter training. We have a CPR training. We're doing some practice emergency drills. And then we're also having a follow-up on the ELA curriculum that we implemented last year. So we have somebody coming to do that as well. And then of course, you know, teachers need time in their classroom to get it ready. We're going to have the deep clean and the carpets done once the summer program is over, but we only have a week to get that done. Summer program ends August 5th and then the teachers return August 12th. So we'll get it done on there. But part of the thing that we're doing during our report week is on Thursday, the 18th, we're having everybody come in at 1 p.m. because we are doing a meet the teacher evening. For the first time, we're going to let parents back in the building masked. We are asking that everybody stay masked, but we're not doing a big meeting because we don't want that many people in one place. We're doing a scavenger hunt. you know, so go get a signature from your classroom teacher, go get a signature from the attendance person, get a signature from the after school person and things like that. And then when they fill out their form, they can come get an ice cream treat for it to end the evening. So we'll be doing that as well to kind of set the tone for the new year. We know that last year was very stressful for families and staff. And so we want to set the tone of collaboration and community for this coming year.
Are you keeping all the teachers?
Yeah, we did have to reduce the number up due to enrollment. I know we met on that, but we did not have anybody, any staff member resign outside of that one.
Good. What about you, Bill?
Good to go. You know, we've made the cuts that we needed to make. You know, you were there for that board meeting, and as Shannon said, you know, we're good to go.
Wow, sounds you guys are ready.
Make it till you make it.
I've learned the hard way that if I tell myself I'm ready, I'm in trouble. That I have to be prepared to get blindsided a little bit because something's not going to be ready.
Flexibility.
Yeah. And we just go with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're both doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Garland. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay, board members. Well, it is 5:55. If there are no additional comments, our next board meeting is August 23rd. Day after school starts at 5:30. And with that, I can officially call this meeting ending at 5:56.
I think that's a record.
I think that's a record too. Even our last one was short, but I don't think it was a short.
Very good. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right, stay cool, stay hydrated.
Definitely.
Don't come to San Diego. We're on the high end now.
Oh, what are you 72 now?
No, with the pandemic.
We're not going to go. Okay.
Everybody is implementing masks and serious over here.
Don't come to the valley, okay?
I will not.
It's too hot for you guys. You can't take it.
Yeah.
No. I thought you just didn't want me to bring the pandemic with, knock on wood.
Well, that either.
That too. Yeah, that too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll catch you later. Okay. Right. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.